Listening to Network 23. This is your host Ramon along with Sam. Today we got a special guest, two special guests. We got Suicide Weekend and 10 Count Junkie. Weekend or was that? Suicide Holiday. Weekend Holiday. That's actually not the same thing, but I'm still stuck on the weekend. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves. Suicide Holiday?
From Suicide Weekend.
This is Zach from Suicide Holiday.
So we've got three bands then, right? We got Suicide Weekend, Suicide Holiday, and...
I'm Jared from Suicide Holiday.
This is Mike from 10 Count Labor Day.
Ramon, 10 Count.
Yeah, Nathaniel, 10 Count Jump.
Aaron, 10 Count.
Jerk. All right, then. Gentlemen. Well, I guess we're going to start off with 10 Count first. Last time you guys were here, you guys had stories and stories.
I think Suicide Holiday can beat us at actually stories. They got some much more interesting stories, but yeah. All right.
All right.
I think we told our best stories last time. I think we still got more stories.
Hey, right. But by the way, wait, hold on. You guys had a party like a week ago, I think.
Yeah.
We couldn't make it, but were there any stories there?
Nathaniel.
It was a rooftop party. It was very Hollywood,
was
I think, right?
Party. There were these guys, these prudish guys, man, that were like, these honeys that were, trying to mac on. We were in the mac down. They had these prudy guys that were like giving us the stink eye every time we, hang out with these
every
girls.
Time you try to cop a feel, right?
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. And the girls were liking it, but these guys kept like pulling away. And throughout the course of the evening and throughout several shots or whatever, I fucking wanted to throw down, man. I started screaming. It was like, I couldn't fucking keep a hand on myself, so I was in a big ass brawl with these small individuals that were knocking on my women. That's not a very awesome story, though. I mean, compared to like, other shenanigans involving females and vaginas.
Yeah,
it's a family show.
Cooking tips, craft tips, and then we're rock and roll a little bit later.
Right on.
And then Martha Stewart's gonna call in and she's gonna ask for tips,
Stewart's
right?
Well, aside from that, any material that you guys been working on as of lately, or press releases or
first of all, we're playing a show with Suicide Holiday next week on the 17th at the Viper Room.
Wait, man, that's a coincidence, right? That you guys are both here.
I don't know. I just realized
huge
that.
Coincidence.
Wait a minute, you guys are playing with us. And when are you guys playing next? What's up with you guys? Suicide Holiday.
Hey, we're playing tonight. Suicide Holiday. The Viper Room tonight, son.
tonight.
All right.
What time are you guys taking stage? And what's?
I'd say 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Be drunk and be ready for when you start shit. We're going to release a new record yesterday. We got new material to drop white.
Nice.
I don't even know what that means.
So how many fans can we expect to OD tonight?
Yeah.
It is the Viper Room. It's the Viper Room, you know.
Well, I'd say more than one.
All right.
Nice.
Less than 30. Somewhere in between. It is an even number. I was a fool.
Right on. Nice. So you guys are taking stage tonight at 11 then, right? More or less, so to speak. And it's a 21 and over tip. So what's the cover charge tonight? $10? Or?
It's like $10, I think. Is that right? $10. Hey, it's $10 for
free parking.
It's free parking on the strip tonight because Sunday. And then we do the dome night biker.
Now, by action, is it sexual action or?
it's more like rock action, you know, which is sexy itself. Do a live show, it's a holiday, you know. Coast to coast.
That's a sexual term, isn't it?
Keep it up. Keep it up. I'm gonna deep throat this microphone.
Deviants.
Alright.
No. Any surprises for tonight? With your material or anything like that?
Not gonna see them quite normal CSN holiday shows. There's a couple little changes from normal that we like to do to keep it interesting. We're gonna be the Viper all month, so we don't have to show every week.
Right.
For the last week.
So, how many songs do you guys have in your repertoire? I hope so.
I don't know, man.
Well, we have 50 different versions of the same song, you know.
Four people who played in a whole bunch of bands.
Okay. Plus the usual cover songs?
We don't really do covers unless we really play them.
So we are going to hear covers tonight.
I think it's up to the crowd how many Jaegers turn up on stage.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And when they show up, we start playing. Dude, seriously, it's 4 a.m. No one's here. Go home.
Well, you guys brought us your CD and stuff. Right now, an advanced copy. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. I haven't even heard it yet.
What?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I got to play this shit tonight, so let me study.
All right. Anything in particular that you guys want us to play? Something just to throw off the audience with. 1 and 2. Together we're alone. All right.
Yeah.
You guys want to give us a feedback in this?
Man, that's one hot microphone, huh?
Like, want to introduce alone. It?
Together We're Alone is the track that we're getting ready to hear. It's kind of like what Suicide Holiday is when you represent. It's a little bit something different for our three fans out there. So I hope you enjoy it.
Don't screw you.
That's always that CD player.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, switch CD players.
That's what we're on the air right now.
Yeah. All
right, yeah, we're on the air.
Suicide Holly. It's showtime. This is comedy at its making. Why did Suicide Holly guitar player cross the
room? Why did Jared put on eyeliner last night?
Oh!
Seriously, what's up with that, man?
It's up like this. I can't tell what you're talking about.
You know what? My official stance is I don't know.
Sounds like something I would do.
Sounds like something I would do, but you think I remember doing
it. He wasn't with his pants off and the eyeliner on, dude. That's,
yeah.
That's good. Like, hey.
You know what, dude? Jaeger.
You're walking a little funny today, too.
Damn.
All right. All right.
And they thought the coast-to-coast comment was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Until we get past the family section.
You know what? You know what? My attorney advised me to say Jaeger. And that's it. I have no explanation.
Are we trying to push a product here? Yeah. All right.
Network 23, listening killradio.org. We're here with Suicide Holiday. Now, let me ask you, and 10 Count Junkie, sorry about that.
And
10 Count Junkie.
And another band.
Weekend. All right, let's talk about the recording process to this. How long did it take you guys to record? I mean, you know, was this put through?
Oh, the record was supposed to be done before we left on tour in April.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't put it out yet, and it's now almost October, because we're like, we could add another song. So it's been a while since we got this thing going. So it's been a few, many, many moons. And if we record something and it's not good, we just delete it, start all over.
Right.
You know, Ralph runs the engineering production process. So we keep it all in-house, and that gives us the freedom to only do exactly what we think is good enough. And unfortunately, that means, you know, also, since we do it ourselves, that, like, takes a little longer because we're so busy doing a live show and shit. Someone just got a text message. It was not me.
But yeah, it's cool.
No, that was.
But the record's about ready now. So if you come to the show out there in internet radio land, we'll blow your mind.
There you go.
Good.
When's the show?
The show's tonight at the Viper Room. And then every weekend at the Viper, every Sunday night, where it's free parking. And Tank Out Junkie next week.
There you go.
Next weekend, Suicide Weekend, 10 Count Weekend.
10 Count Suicide Weekend.
Silent Room on the 24th. So, and International Farmers. So, dude, you want to talk?
So, yeah, make sure you come out every Sunday around 11 o'clock, Viper Room, Suicide Holiday. Don't miss it.
So this is like a whole month-long residency that you guys will be at the
Basically, when we were ending the tour, we wanted to throw like a big party for the end of the tour. But
right.
We kind of talked to a couple of places, and we just decided it'd be better to just wait and do like a whole residency, a whole month thing. So mm-hmm. We're basically celebrating the tour all this month.
Nice.
We're just getting drunk every night, having fun.
When was the last time you didn't drink?
Ralph?
This morning? Probably.
I was drinking still this morning.
So yeah, we decided to play the last show of the tour in LA.
Right.
And which is also the first show of the residency, and then the last show of the residency is gonna be our CD release party, and in between we hang out and celebrate with the people. And I want to add that tonight is gonna be a really good after party after the show. We go to a rooftop and have jacuzzi, swimming pool. Everybody's invited. You guys are invited.
We are, all right.
We have a lot of food. We have naked women.
Porn stars.
You know what's more important for you? Naked guys. And, a lot of fun tonight.
We'll be there.
Yeah, and 10 Count Junkie will be taking it from coast to coast.
You know what? I'm clueless as well, Sam. What the hell does that mean?
It just sounded interesting. That's
from
all.
Coast to coast. Is there a significance behind
cheek
coast
to
coast?
Cheek.
See, the German guy gets it.
Pulls this thing out of it.
All right. Well, how did all you guys meet?
Mutual homelessness.
All right.
Yeah, we were all homeless and ended up in L.A.
Right on.
Anybody who thinks he can do music and is bad enough comes to LA and thinks, I'm gonna make it here.
Right.
And that's how we ended up here in LA. And we all played different bands, and at mm-hmm. the end of the day, we were all homeless.
Homeless.
So, originally, where are you guys all from? I mean, I know you're German.
Germania.
I'm from Indiana.
Indiana, what? I was representing. I don't know what that means.
Oh, now 10 count.
I guess we're going around the full circle. I'm from
Nathan. It's a rock table.
It's a suicide holiday hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my interview.
I can take Nikki's place, right?
Dude.
I don't know where
Nikki's from.
Jersey.
What?
I'm from fucking New Jersey.
All right, Nikki, thank you for adding that. Nikki,
wow, Nikki, you have facial hair.
Nikki, that's a great beard. Do you just have that beard for the show tonight?
Yeah,
thinking about it. Awesome. What can we expect from you tonight, Nikki?
Be pretty badass up there. Just gonna do my thing, you know.
Are you get drunk and throw a bottle off the roof tonight?
Yeah, maybe if Ralph pisses me off.
Could you please get a Brazilian wax before you come? Because you look like a hairy person, Nikki, man.
I got a Brazilian facial. I don't know if that means
alright.
But influences. Let's talk about influences.
Influences, yeah, definitely.
Suicide Holiday. Let's hear it. Even if you have 20 of them, but we want
to
hear
it. I mean, I like bass, so I'm just attracted to like anything with bass. I'm a bass player, obviously, so I listen to everything from bluegrass, jazz, all that. So.
Any bass player in particular, like Bootsy or Les Claypool? Or
I definitely love Les Claypool.
Right.
I don't have too many to name. You know?
I think we might be like everything except of this one band. It's called Fuck Fish or something.
Fish.
I don't know.
Fuck Fish.
We don't hate that band.
Fuck Fish.
We hate it, really. So, and what's your influence, Gerald?
First of all, it's Garrett. Or, for those who know, Jürgen or Applejack. My influences are I like TV commercials. Like, I'm really big on TV commercials. And anything trendy, of course. John Tesh. I'm big. You know that song? The NBA and NBC?
Yeah.
So, and what about Yanni?
What about Yanni?
Yanni was like, I'll look like fucking Gallagher and sound like John Tesh. Have neither the charm nor the wit of either.
Minus watermelons, of course, right?
I think he's including watermelons now. I heard he's just ripping off every gimmick he can. What are you going to do when your name's Yanni? You know?
Interesting.
Actually, it's two words. It's Ya is his first name.
And you're married to that chick from that old as... 80 show, what was that shit called? The one about Texas Millionaire or some shit. Elf.
Elvin! That's Chipmunks. I love that song. That's an influence.
That's an influence.
C-H-I-P-M-U-N-K. Okay.
All right, then.
You guys know any good guitar players that we could hire? I don't wear eyeliner all the time.
All right, now the other age old question stuff, dude. The instruments you guys currently play right now, why'd you pick it up?
I love music ever since I was young, so I've just been playing guitar and bass ever since then.
Did you just happen to like, hey, you know what? One day I'm picking up a guitar, or one day I'm just picking up the bass, or, you know, was your uncle or dad?
She's a folk singer.
Right on.
Back in Bloomington, Indiana, she did her thing in the 70s and gave me my guitar when I was big enough to hold it. So ever since then, this was my one thing I was really good at, so I just kept with it.
And, of course, that's how you woo the women in, huh?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Definitely it works.
That's just a given.
That's a gig.
Like my pickup line, hey, baby, I'm in a band. And then that's it.
Okay.
So I play the guitar and I want to be a drummer. I want to have a sex change and be our drummer.
Okay.
Instead, we have a girl and she's a better drummer than me. So I play the guitar. You know what? It's cheaper to destroy and buy a new guitar than a whole
That's
drum
true, isn't
it? That's
whole
probably
drum
the reason why I play the drums. And then I sing as well.
Right on. But as a kid, though, I mean, like, say you did pick up the guitar at first, and then you're like, fuck it, I just want to be...
No, I picked up the flute first. Like,
okay.
The recorder.
The skin flute?
Yeah. This all the time, my dad.
Whoa. Fashions.
Family hour is over.
I had a fun childhood.
I think we're
getting... So the flute, or
I think
we're going to
get busted with the FCC on this one.
So the progression, you went from flute, what was next?
Guitar.
Okay.
Flute, guitar, drums, bass, and back the full circle. Skin flute.
Yeah.
You know what? No.
Bust that jazz flute, all Anchorman and shit.
I used to have a band back in Germany.
Yeah.
We called the Lewinskis. We had about two recorders. And we played. We played. No. We played Slayer songs on the flute.
Okay.
Harmonies. True story.
That's really kick ass.
During
dude.
The show, we punished the people with Christmas songs. If they weren't into it, we played Christmas songs, and it was pretty good. Next time I come back to that studio, I bring the recorder.
Okay. You know what? We're keeping you to it, dude. We're holding you accountable to that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You better keep your word, Ralph.
I will.
All right.
I think we had a recorder on tour, but I think Zach broke it in a moment of no explanation.
Okay.
What else did Zach break besides the recorder?
Uh-oh. Oh.
I believe it wasn't Zach's fault that it broke. I think it was that 300-pound bitch who was beating his ass in the van.
Zach, if you're listening, the truth is unfolding.
Hey, it's football season. Anything goes.
Hey, there you go. That's it. Yeah. Who's playing today anyhow and stuff? What time does the game start?
Colts play at 4, right?
All right. So I think you guys be...
Indianapolis Colts. This is all you. Yeah.
All right. Now, you know what? Let's go to another track right now. What do you guys want us to play?
Number 2. What's number 2?
This next track is called Tears of Gasoline. It's kind of like our... I mean, it's still hard, but it's more just like acceptable, I think, wide range. It's got like a universal sound kind of versus, you know, like I said earlier, the alternate sound that you heard with the last track's kind of heavy, and this is just more like, you know, user-friendly sort of, so. But we, you know, I don't want to stray away too much from our roots. We keep it like pretty intense, you know, still.
Our flute roots.
Yeah.
Jazz flute plus the Christmas songs, right?
Yeah, that's the culmination of what you hear today from the jazz flute Christmas.
Right on.
Christmas hour.
So where did the inspiration to this song come from?
Oh, I didn't actually write the lyrics, so I'd be
Ralph.
Okay, Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah, I used to play in a band in Seattle a few years ago. And we're called The Throne Fits. No, it was not Nirvana, The Throne Fits. But after I moved to LA, the singer committed suicide.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn it, Blue, it's so cliche.
Hey, seriously, what's up with fucking Seattle and all
that's why I moved.
Uh-huh.
I shot myself in the foot and then I moved.
All right.
I survived.
Man.
No, but he killed himself and that's part of that song.
Part of that song. Oh.
Damn.
It's so cliche, but it's true. With a gun in his head. Yeah, but it was in his car.
Like Sid Barrett.
Damn it. So
that's crazy.
You don't have to cry.
I am. Well, that's what it's called. What was it called again?
Tears of gasoline. I thought I had to deal with a whole whatchamacallit gasoline embargo and shit like that, dude. I'm just messing.
You're from Germany? Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Wait, dude, you gotta say that in a microphone. No one can hear you.
Ralph, are you really from Germany?
They
no, you're from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I've been living here for a year. I don't even know shit.
All right, then. We're gonna jump into this track right now. Network23KillRadio.org.
Tears of gasoline, I let them rain onto the ground. I let them rain onto a world that I've left behind. No smoke is in the air as a match is flying. Inside of me,
Network 23, KillRadio.org. Now, Gamir Benzin, no? All right. Whatchamacallit? We just had an interesting revelation right now. Ralph, what did you just spot in the studio right now, dude?
Okay, I got to tell you something. Last night we all went out. The usual Hollywood stuff. At the end of the night, different people go with different other persons, females and males, home.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Next morning we meet again to do a radio interview, which
yes.
is right here, right now. And so I just spotted some vagina chews. On one of the band members' shirts.
You know what? It's funny. And I wish we had a internet camera right here, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Ramon, that just that facial expression you just had like a minute ago, like was fucking hilarious. That's classic right there, man.
We're talking about those stains on a shirt, and only a guy knows what it is.
Hey, but you know what? It's done in true rock and roll fashion, dude. You're wearing the Led Zeppelin T-shirt, dude. That's what it's supposed to be, but no. Exactly. That's
like
true.
He started right there. Now he's way in the back. He's sneaking out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, last night was how we're getting beer cans thrown and kicked out of.
The one second, you got to use the microphone.
Yeah. Well, last night was a lot of fun. You know, just a regular, nice. No, Tank on Junkin' Suicide Holiday. Yeah, what happened? Like, Jerry got a beer thrown on his face, and we're like, I didn't even think anything about it. I was like, what? There's like beers being thrown at Jerry. I'm like, what's going on? You know, totally being kicked out for being being too loud or having too much. I don't know what we're doing.
How can you
see how you got too loud all over your
shirt? Oh. It's just a dirty shirt, man.
Gentlemen, let's give Ramon a round of applause.
I have to thank the Academy for this.
Yeah. We're also giving you a ride to the nearest free clinic.
Ouch.
Yeah, but we just had one of those nights last night, but I think I bruised my eye or something because I got hit in the face with a beer.
Like a full stuff in your eye?
No. But they were telling me it's eyeliner, and I don't know what happened. Apparently, I'm in Good Charlotte now.
You're emo
all of a sudden. I'm very emo.
Mine is a Hillary Duff, right?
I'm going to slit my wrist, miss.
How come he doesn't write?
I just have a question for everyone here. And how many dudes in the bands are wearing shirts they got for free? Am I the only one who does that? All right. Guys, trade that shirt to someone for like a way dirtier door shirt and then be like on top of it.
question.
I should buy a boat.
All right. Well,
we got stuck.
We got stuck. They were still traumatized with the whole what you call it, badge shirt. Juice stain thing.
I think you
gotta
top that one.
No, you can't.
No, you know. Okay, well, let's talk about the very hot Nikki.
Yeah.
Worse yet.
She's right there.
No, you guys have a female. You guys, three of you guys came, and we're missing your drummer. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
She's too pretty to take her out in the day. You get blinded by her beauty.
Yeah, I can see, man. She's pretty hot.
She's smoking hot.
You
dude.
Meet her tonight.
I mean, she looks like a nice, pretty girl. She mean as shit. She beat my ass in New Orleans. Beat my ass.
Why though? I mean, she was provoked.
Well, I mean, she did buy us a hotel room, and I did lay waste to it. But she did. I mean, I didn't need to get my ass kicked by a girl. That sucks. By the way, this is Zach talking, not Jared.
Tell us more about the New Orleans gangbang.
Good lord.
That's all you get. This is a family show.
Oh, man.
At the end of it all, I was on too many different kinds of drugs and shit and found my pants and destroyed the place. That's really the best part. And then Nikki returned and was offended at what happened. And I think it was the satanic shrine that really put her over the top. And then she beat my ass.
Satanic shrine.
Here's how it went down. At the end of the night, Ralph and Nikki were at a show, and Jared and I decided to go to Bourbon Street. And we weren't even playing in New Orleans. We played in Baton Rouge, and we had a day off.
So right.
And next thing you know, they come home. I'm passed out on the bed, I think.
In between.
What happened in between?
I don't know about that. But
It's a big blank, right?
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, Jared and I decided to make like an art sculpture out of the room.
What?
It wasn't destroying the room.
I didn't mean to break anything.
It was art, and anything that was broken, coincidentally, you know,
we hid
somewhere. But at the end of the night, you couldn't. There was fishing line strung from one end of the room to the other.
And what?
To be hung on the line was hung, including pieces of furniture. And entertainment center was knocked over. The beds were off the thing. There was a satanic shrine made out of shaving cream and soap. There was ironing boards involved.
This debris this deep.
There was Jared ripped out every page of the phone book.
What?
Made a sea of it. So we were just swimming around in the phone book. And Nikki and Ralph came home and saw us there. It was like the parents coming home, you know. Nikki thought we'd been drugged and robbed.
And I started laughing.
And Jared started to laugh. I didn't wake up. But then she had Jared up and was just giving him the left and the right. You know, just holding his head. Hitting with the right, holding with the left hand, hitting with the left.
Board back.
I mean, just totally destroying him. So I hear. I never woke up.
Damn.
But
you still have
the
sample of Zach's comment that night? Snore?
Yeah, I was snoring away, man. I was sawing logs.
Oh, man. That would have been cool.
It was a fun night, nonetheless.
That would have been cool.
Man, see, don't mess with the drummer, man.
She may look cute or whatever, but, dude.
But she's ferocious.
Between me and you guys.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I hope no one else... She's a bitch, man.
Of course, he was kidding.
If she's listening, I hope to God she's not listening.
All right, it's all right.
I'm afraid.
I'd like to meet her now. Yeah.
Just kidding. If you listen, I love you.
Well, when you guys were over there, and I'm sure you guys ran into a lot of people. You know, we're still recovering from the hurricane and all. Did you guys talk to them or?
Oh yeah, I mean, we have some friends and some bands, and
and you invited them to the gang bang. Hey, come on! I know you guys need a home, so you know.
Hurricane relief.
No, I'm just kidding. But
no, seriously.
Seriously. What kind of stories did you run into out there?
We stayed with this band called Fuego, and a great musician named Chill. Actually, this dude, he's like an MC kind of band, and we were doing a show with him, and we showed up the night before, and he's like, yeah, you know, it's pretty hard to find a place to stay here in New Orleans, but I got a room. You know, it's a federal aid room type room, but, you know, there's probably enough room for us to fit. So
right.
We showed up,
yeah.
And this is like, I'm talking like, people out there can't see this room, but it's a pretty small room. It was about the size of this room, if not smaller.
Damn.
He doesn't have a shower. He doesn't have access to any of this shit, and just because he had an apartment, it got rained out. There's no window. There's signs in the bathroom. Please don't use this as a shower. And it's just like one toilet.
We'll
like
see.
30 people, 50 people. Who knows how many people staying in this place? And that's just like a small piece. I mean, he was saying that a lot of his friends had to move out of the city. You know,
damn.
A lot of people up in Baton Rouge when we went to play there were from New Orleans, just gotten displaced. You know.
Right.
So we ran into a lot. We saw the damaged areas, and I mean, we saw, you know, the quarter, the French Quarter's all right. The outskirts of town are just still wrecked. I mean, it's getting in the news now, but we noticed that this summer, like, a lot of that stuff's not getting rebuilt. And so, I don't know. It was pretty crazy. It was definitely an eye-opening experience.
So did you see, like at least any kind of government presence there and stuff, like relief workers or...
You don't see police.
There's very few cops there.
I mean, the best thing I could see was when you're rolling into town, you can see the Superdome.
Right.
And the Superdome on the way there, was the top wasn't there. And then we went on tour for 2 months and stopped back through town.
Right.
And it was there. That was the only sign of improvement I saw.
Other than that, it's just...
Yep. I mean, it's pretty bad still.
Damn. That's really sucks, dude. That's really fucked up. Because, I mean, I thought what you called, you know, by now, you know, you guys, what you called, everything would have been, like, at least somewhat halfway decent and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you guys being a band and all, you guys have got to, like, stop at a
motels or whatever. But since you're saying that you're staying at a federal housing thing and stuff.
Well, with a friend. You know?
With a friend. Damn. That's
he didn't really have a choice. He had to stay in New Orleans. That's where his job is. That's where his band is.
Right.
You know, that's where his connections are. So a lot of people don't think about that. You know, you got to, if you're a musician, you have to stay where your connections are most of the time. And so he didn't really have a choice. If he left, then that's his life. It's his livelihood gone, you know. So it's pretty crazy. But, I mean, everybody down there has a good attitude, and I think it brought people together a lot. You
right.
just kind of feel a sense of camaraderie down there. So, I don't know. Maybe it isn't all bad, but it's pretty bad still, you know.
Well, from your experience down over there, you know, how would you compare the music scene over there as opposed to the music scene here in L.A.?
In New Orleans?
Yes.
I don't know. We didn't really see, like, a lot of, like, we did shows on the way back, so we didn't get to see a lot of bands. Way there, we just saw a couple, you know, mostly cover bands on the in the quarter.
Right.
So we didn't really get a chance to check out a lot of local flavor. Baton Rouge has a really good scene.
Mm-hmm.
But New Orleans, I don't know. Okay, so.
R&B down there. R&B and Motown.
Yeah, a lot of jazz, a lot of, I mean, that stuff's always there, you know. That's like the foundation of that place. But as far as rock music goes, so. Well,
that's why I moved away. The rock scene in New Orleans has always been lame, so that's why I'm out here. blues, jazz, stuff like that, it's all great, but, you know, rock, forget it.
Yeah, I believe you commented that the last time that you were here.
What you'll come across is what he said, top 40 bands. That's really the only thing you can do in rock clubs there.
Damn.
It's not really an original scene. I'm sure everybody who went to the clubs has probably been displaced or left. I mean, my folks moved out of town 2 months ago, so...
Right, right.
Pretty soon, you know.
Yeah.
And they probably experienced that half restaurants are still closed, a lot of businesses haven't reopened, so it's like, it's a mess. And it's been forgotten. It's like you were asking them if there's any government. They haven't done anything down there. So.
See, now this is where I believe actually the American government has like a really, you know, you could tell where the priorities are at, because right now the whole thing out in the Gulf and stuff.
Well, he'll go down.
Right.
They're not doing
anything. Ain't doing a damn thing. That's not normally the way it is.
It's not just federal government. On a local level, anybody who knows about the history of New Orleans government
right.
has been corrupt for years.
That's true.
You know, it's corrupt. The land crews have been in the government there forever, and they've always been running crooks. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's true. Damn, Mike, you just went all out on it, man. Right.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You know, it's always been weird stuff going on down there.
Yeah. True.
And some hot strippers too. Huh?
I have another interesting note on the rock front. The band Kiss was supposed to do the Endymion Parade back in like 1980, and they were questioning whether to do it because the police were on strike, and they figured they were gonna do it anyway. The police line, their managers went down there to meet with the officials about getting security and stuff like that, and they were shot at as they were going into their hotel. So, they said, I guess we're not doing the parade.
Damn.
So, you know, not many people know about that. But, you know, it's
would you guys like to do the parade?
Well, it's a good deal to be the Grand Marshals of Endymion, which is like the biggest parade out there, but, you know, all kinds of celebrities have done it. I mean, recently, Britney Spears, Harry Connick Jr., back then they were really hot, but now.
Nuts.
You know, but back then the police were on strike, and you know, I can't blame them. They most of them have to moonlight. That's probably why it's so corrupt down there.
Yeah.
They take the drugs and sell them to somebody. <you know. laughs> Who knows?
That's true. That's
true. Yeah, hopefully New Orleans pulls it together.
Right on.
Man, that
LA rock scene is 20 times the New Orleans rock scene, maybe 100 times.
There you go. You heard it from Mike, 10 Count Junkie.
That was a 10 Count Junkie exclusive, huh?
Amidst all the gridlock and slog.
But you like it, though, right?
Yeah, I like it.
So there you go. All right, now for Suicide Holiday. Future. All right. Perspectives. Anything that you guys got stored within the next couple months?
Looks like we're gonna try to head out on tour again real soon. Head up the Northwest, America. We haven't really done that yet. Do kind of a winter thing. I'd like to get to work on a new record. I'm already tired of this one that we haven't released yet. I'm like, oh, I've heard this one before. It's time for some new stuff. But yeah, we're just moving forward, doing more shows, getting keeping it going, getting wilder and wilder, and more grassroots, more fun.
Right.
More rock and roll.
Now let me ask you something about when it comes down to the fans and stuff. You know, what do you guys feel you get more of a fan reaction? Do you get more fan reaction in the cities or in the suburbs? Like, yeah. as an opposed where we'll just like straight out like.
I think as soon as anyone sees the show, we get a good reaction.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. All
right. So New Orleans police coming.
They heard what you said, Mike.
New Orleans police is here. Shut us
down. No. I mean, we do. I mean, there's something. It depends on like the night of the week and the city you're in, of course. But you know, the cities always have. It seems like more people.
Right.
In the suburbs, kids are starving for rock. So
right.
When you come in, they have the crazy rock show. Their minds are blown, and they'll never forget you. City fans can be more fickle, but they're easier to get going. I don't know if that makes any sense. I guess it's all good is the answer. We like it here in LA a lot. The whole time we were gone, we were like, we miss LA, we miss our friends, we miss the scene. Get here, the traffic is like, oh, good old traffic, I missed it.
Right.
For like 10 minutes, and then I was like, man, fuck this. I'm walking.
Now let me ask you something, since you guys already kind of have somewhat the whole thing here up in the North Midwest and all that kind of somewhat planned. Any plans to go to Europe and do any shows out over there? Answer it, Ralph.
since I'm from Germany, yeah, we want to go to Europe and go to Germany, my homeland.
Yes.
Tour there a lot. Just got to get those American faggots prepared for some German beer and for the real stuff. But we're working on it, of course. We want to go there, like, summer next year. We want to go there. Do a tour and play the festivals there. The first thing is like we have the recordings right now. We try to get a label involved,
right?
Get distribution, go on the next national tour, and just stay on the road for probably half a year.
Right.
Go
on
to Europe, come back, do the same thing.
Well, talking about festivals, you're familiar with the festival circuit, it seems, right?
Of course.
Oh, excuse me.
Like, of course.
Now tell us more about that, because I was reading that in your press kit, and it just seemed very interesting. Like, Ramon here's in a, he's in an orgasm right now. Just tell him who you've played with.
I played with your heroes.
Who?
Who?
With everybody almost. I played with Rammstein. You know
Rammstein.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been on tour with those guys. They're pretty funny.
That's what I've heard.
Guys, good, very good, very good show. Very good entertainers.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fire.
Yeah.
I really wanted that no one died yet.
I'm surprised.
There's your two with Great White.
Yeah, you know what? I'm surprised about that one, because last year I was stoked to go checking them out in Mexico City.
Yes.
But it turns out to be that they pretty much canceled a lot of their Latin American tours and all for obvious reasons. But
they don't really like America.
No, they don't.
No, they don't get their German beer here and their sauerkraut.
Exactly.
That's what they need to be happy. I see that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the closest spot you could get that over here is either Lowenbrow Keller here on Beverly and Commonwealth, or not the Red Line, but even the Red Line sucks, so that's about that.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, yeah, Rammstein, and I was reading what Foo Fighters, Faith No More.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, there's a lot of festivals in Europe.
Yeah.
There's way more festivals than here. Like, here we have the Inland Empire.
Yeah, that thing.
Ozfest.
Coachella, Ozfest. But there, yeah. It's like, it's Europe, you know, there's so many countries next to each other, and every country has like its own like three festivals that goes off, and it's like so many bands. So if you're a band and you establish yourself, you play all these festivals, so you play with big names all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happens. So that's why I play with a bunch of bands back there. It's like huge festivals between 50 and 200,000 people. It's pretty huge there.
Pretty huge.
You would love it. I mean, in Europe, the weather's not really good, so it's always a risk.
Is that like a main factor, just the weather part?
The weather, yeah. most of the time the weather's shitty. So when it's summertime, people try to set up big shows and there's like festivals everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's winter again and there's no
festivals.
So it's just between probably July and August. July, August, September. That's it.
So it's pretty much the prime time for anything festival out in Europe then, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys want to take us on another track?
Hell yeah.
You want to introduce another track?
Let's do, number three.
And what track is that? And tell us a little bit about that.
This track is called Digging a Grave.
Okay.
It's about giving birth to a new idea.
All right.
Think about this. Giving birth to vagina juice on my shirt.
This is more of like, kind of, you get kind of a feel of like what we're all about here. Like, you can feel the energy in the track. That's what you're gonna get. You come see us at the Viper Room this month. It's like high energy show. We jump off of shit all the time, break stuff. I think we broke like 6 or 8 guitars in 3 months on the tour. And
we my bass.
I broke a couple basses here and there. I don't know who's counting, but. So, come out Viper Room this Sunday. Again, we're Suicide Holiday. Thank you guys for having us.
No, thank you. You guys got I'm sure everybody and their mom's got a MySpace or a website.
Yeah, we have the MySpace thing, just /Suicide Holiday. You can also check out all of our tunes there and all of our tunes on our .com, which is www.suicideholiday.com. You can check out merch and all that good stuff. Contact us. Tell us our drummer's hot, whatever you want to do.
Right.
So, yeah,
that's what I want to do. I know that.
We'll be playing this Sunday, 11 p.m. Viper Room, all month. Next week with 10 Count Junkie, and International Farmers and Silent Room. Don't miss the show or come out tonight. Free parking, and you can see this long-haired dreadlock dude jump off some shit. We're gonna be giving out advanced copies of our new CD all month.
Right on.
For anyone who comes out, just because it's Fan Appreciation Month.
Nice.
Suicide Holiday. So.
Any other spots aside from, before we finish off the interview, any other spots aside from the Viper Room that you guys also performing?
We have a show up in Fullerton on the 27th. Stubricks. It's at Stubricks in Fullerton on the 27th. We'll be there. And we'll be in Big Bear next month.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to be in Santa Monica.
We'll also be in Santa Monica next month, but just
14 below or?
It's gonna be some club.
Some club in Santa Monica.
Check the MySpace.
Yeah, I mean, shoot us an email. We'll let you know all the stuff, or just check the shows. Oh, I think it's gonna be at Zanzibar.
All right,
Santa Monica.
Zanzibar.
At Zanzibar.
Right.
Suicide
on.
Holiday.
So it's suicideholiday.com and myspace.com/suicideholiday.
That's right.
All right.
All right, thank you, gentlemen, and
thanks for coming. It was fun.
And we're gonna leave them off with a track. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, and this next track's Digging a Grave. Hope you enjoy. Peace.
Network 23, killradio.org.
On your day, on your home, it's what I'm working on.
All right, we're back on the air. This is killradio.org, network 23. And you can call us here at 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998. This is Sam, and Ramona's also here. And we are now joined by 10 Count Junkie. Actually, we were always joined by 10 Count Junkie, but now yeah. It's exclusively now 10 Count Junkie. So how have you guys been?
Awesome. Doing great. Feeling good. You know, we're excited about playing the Viper Room next week.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sunday with Suicide Holiday. Pretty excited about that show. Excited about going to the Viper Room tonight and supporting Suicide Holiday and going to the after party, too. How you feeling, dude? Nathaniel.
So, wait. So, who's going to take the stage first?
I believe we're before Suicide Holiday. Oh, you mean next week? Yeah, we're before Suicide Holiday. We go on about 10. Suicide Holiday takes the stage after us.
Okay.
I just found out our old bassist is also playing a show before. So I can't remember. Our old bassist is Morley was playing a show before.
I don't know. I can't remember the name of the band.
Same night
we played
the Pepper Room.
Damn.
Clusterfuck of buddies. It'll be good. It'll be fun. So, yeah, we're really stoked about it, man. And Suicide Holiday, great guys, man. We've been hanging out with them a lot, causing trouble with Jared.
Getting dirty shirts.
Oh, yeah. Dirtying Ramon's shirt. We just got back from San Diego, too. We went down there. We played at the Cava Lounge. My buddy Jesse Von Presley graciously lent us his van, and we hoofed it on down there and fucking slept on the floor of the van. And
went into the airport.
went to Pacific Beach and drove each other around in shopping carts and greeted people with strange questions. We were sleeping in the van. It gets so hot in the morning when you wake up. So we were like trying to arrange the van to like so the sun didn't come in the windows, but what we didn't realize is we were right, like literally a stone's throw away from the San Diego airport's like takeoff. So like we're like, oh sweet, sun's not shining in. It's like, it's like, oh, so much for that. And there's trains going by.
It's very
all sorts of shit. So, anyways, but
it was,
yeah,
it was still fun times.
Yeah, good times on there. Buddy Adam Rat booked us, and hopefully we'll get down there again next holiday. So,
and so you guys are now you've been busy. You guys have been doing
been
a lot
busy
of live shows,
fun, man. We've been doing quite a few shows. We've been trying to do like core shows in LA.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to overplay up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want to maybe throw one or two big shows for our friends and our fans, and then go out of town. We're playing in Fullerton at Stubrick's, the same place Suicide Holidays, but we're on October 5th. And then where else? We're going to Santa Barbara on October 13th, and
Zen Sushi.
Okay, yeah, because last time you guys were here, you were about to play Zen Sushi.
Yeah, we're playing again.
Yeah, your birthday show.
Yeah, we're playing again with This Is Donica on the 30th, I believe. 30th of this month,
yeah.
Zen Sushi. It's a fundraiser
like
of some sort.
Too, so
it's a benefit show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the cause?
I can't even remember, man. I'm horrible at this stuff.
Great. We just help people out.
It's smart, dude.
Needy children.
It's a children's cause.
Perhaps I'm mistaken, but I think it has something to do with giving kids like musical instruments. I could be wrong, so Donic, if I'm wrong, please hit me later. But I think I heard him mention that.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a good cause.
But yes, it'll be fun.
It's a good cause, and well, I mean, all you guys started as kids.
Yes.
Let's go back to that, because I remember that was really interesting how you guys got into, music and
into music.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what inspired you? I remember that was a good one.
For me, I was... It's funny because I grew up in Puerto Rico. And I'd wake up like on the, you know, on like the weekends. My parents would play like the really old school like boleros. They'd be like... it's like 40s and 50s music. Like,
yeah.
Which isn't bad, but it's...
No,
like,
it's good stuff.
But when you're little, you're like, and I was not allowed to watch MTV. I was told that Guns N' Roses were evil and... Well, don't get me wrong, my parents are cool as hell.
Yeah.
But, you know, back then, you know, people were kind of scared of them. But every time I saw them, like, oh my gosh, these guys are amazing. So I wasn't allowed to listen to them. Once I moved to the United States when I was about 12, I really started getting into music, especially rock music. And my friends turned me on to, like, I mean, like Zeppelin, the Beatles, and a bunch of other bands. And the moment for me where I got into actually, I said I had to pick up a guitar and write songs was when I heard Alice in Chains' Jar of Flies. That was the album that did it for me. I was like, you know, I think everyone, every musician, every person realizes at one point in their life when they're early that music is like not just sound, it's like something more. And when I heard that album, I was like, whoa, I get it.
So that song Wood really did it for you?
That song would. I think Rotten Apple from the first track did it for me because I was like, whoa. But what is a good song?
Yeah,
had,
it is.
Funny thing, in middle school, I had this sweater. It said Alice in Chains from the band that gave you Wood. And I never really got it till a few years ago. And I got a lot of people laughed at me. But I still like my Alice in Chains sweater.
Yeah.
What about you, Nathaniel?
My mom and dad played guitar in college in the hippie days. And I guess I always had a thing for music. I'm not really sure why. I'd like always try to assemble the little neighborhood guys that come over, and as corny as it sounds, like, you know, fucking pots and pans and shit. I used to play saxophone actually too.
Mm. I didn't know
that. I used to play.
Man, that's a first.
Saxophone. And I've always been playing music, and I always had trouble finding people who really wanted to do it, who had a real passion for it. Literally since the age 12 until, you know, a year ago, and before I met these guys, literally, you know, 10 years to find some decent musicians that I could meet, you know, see eye to eye with. So, you know, it's always been, you know, a passion of mine. And I even more so lately, I'm realizing that I don't want to do anything else. Even through, you know, hardships, I'm like, I don't really give a shit. You know, I still want to do anything else. So I'm getting another text message or getting called. Text message in the studio.
All right.
Call.
So now
213-252-0998.
Everyone says they want to call.
You serious? I mean,
I don't know,
you know what? Let's try this.
Yeah, let's see if the phone works.
We're going to do a little test run on the phones right now.
Check.
See? Maybe the ringer's off.
Well, in the past like 5 months, why don't you call me? Oh, yeah, the ringer's off.
I just noticed that phone never rings.
Is it working?
Should be.
It's all right.
Well, in the meanwhile, let's still talk about music.
So,
you're next. Your New Orleans days and all that.
New Orleans was hot and humid, and you stay inside in the summer and beat on things.
And that's how you got into drums.
Yeah. He beat a lot of things.
Yeah, really. I mean,
he was finding himself. He was beating up. and
he got really good at it, too.
Exactly. But I was just always really drawn to, like, toy drums and anything like that, xylophones, anything when I was little. So, you know, my mom played piano, so I kind of would play around with that, which is technically a percussion instrument as well. So, but, you know, I just messed around with music my whole life. Always wrote lyrics, and when I was in high school, got into guitar and stuff. So, you know, I always stuck with drums, so it was fun. I don't want to aim too close.
No, just at least aim it towards.
Yeah, but you guys have been talking about it.
Smells bad. Next.
No, but yeah, I was just doing the music thing always. I was in a high school band and played drums and drove my neighbors crazy, and, you know, moved out here out of high school and been here since.
All right.
Lots of fun.
So now Aram's next.
So my brother influenced me. He bought a classical guitar when I was like 14. And we started practicing songs of Metallica.
I remember that story last time. That was really interesting.
Yeah, and then...
On the acoustic, how you get an acoustic guitar?
It's not acoustic, it's classic.
Classic. Nylon string.
The nylon, okay.
That's what I started on.
I don't know.
Yeah. And so you started playing the Metallica songs on that.
Yeah, we were crazy about them. The guys had an album in 90, Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing album.
Yeah, we call it the Black Album, I think. Is that the one?
90, yeah. 91? Metallica.
Yeah, because 87 was Injustice for All.
Or 91 or something.
Yeah, because 87 was Injustice for All, so 90, 91, that was probably the... Because you said it was a self-titled one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a Black Album. And so those songs really just were big for you, right?
What songs?
Those songs. I mean,
yeah,
the songs
I like
off.
Those songs, yeah.
Yeah.
And then in that era, I used to listen to Guns N' Roses. And Deep Purple, Zeppelin.
All right. Sorry
about
that.
And all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah. And I remember... Go ahead. No, sorry about that.
I'm finished.
No, you're not. No, it's because, last time, I mean, you mentioned, like, Deep Purple, Metallica,
yeah.
Zeppelin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So those for you it was like a classic rock background.
Yeah. Right.
And last time I was saying that was really interesting because I know you're from Turkey.
Oh right.
And those bands just weren't. I mean, we consider them mainstream here, but over there it was almost like the underground, you know. Because those bands were in a way they were kind of
from here.
Well, yeah, but I mean they were it was banned because a lot of it was state controlled. I mean, like the radio over there was state controlled. I don't know if it is still.
I don't know about here, but they were all over the place over there, man. I mean, not on stage, but on air, music stores.
So it was easy to get then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was your big thing. You wanted to be the next Metallica.
Yeah, I always wanted to form a band. Like I tried in high school, in middle school, all the time, but it didn't happen. Somehow, some other stuff get in the way. So now it's happening.
Yeah, but you were up until a couple of years ago. You had a strong jazz influence as well, right?
I have it. I'm taking some jazz classes from USC, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like jazz, funk stuff.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Nice. Well, just to let everybody know, the phone's up and working, so...
Yes.
All right. So yeah, now nobody calls and stuff, dude. I don't know what the hell is going down.
Was the ringer off?
You know what? Good question. I think it was a ringer or something. I don't know, but
it's working.
Yeah, it's working now.
Yeah, it's working.
Almost every show someone calls for some reason or another. I mean, sometimes it's like
I can't cover my show. Can you like just throw on an archive or
that
something?
Kind of thing, or people will call and they're like there's like technical difficulties, you know. So yeah, that's why they have to work all the time. Otherwise, we're screwed.
Yeah, last time anything worked here was whatchamacallit, the whole issue at the cornfield out in. No. Yeah, the cornfield.
On Alameda.
Alameda, yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. But fuck, how long ago was that?
A month ago.
Yeah.
About a month ago.
Now, Mike, last time we talked to you and stuff, dude, the whole thing was the drums, right?
Yeah.
You're just banging away, and most of the neighbors down the neighborhood were like,
calling the New Orleans cops.
Well, actually, it was corrupt Kenner police, which they're probably just a band.
As bad or not, maybe even worse than the Tijuana police.
Not that bad.
Okay.
But they like to harass everybody.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's kind of funny. I haven't been back to New Orleans since Katrina, so who knows if I'll ever venture back there because my family's all moved away.
Right, right. But I mean, do you still keep in contact with any close friends or anything?
Yeah, friends and stuff. And then I'm still a Saints fan, so I watch the football games. But they won today.
There you go.
Amazing.
Like amazing.
But New Orleans was a cool place to grow up, but I just didn't belong there. No rock.
Right.
It was. I mean, I know since then there's been some bands that have come out of there. There was a band like in the '80s called Zebra that was really big there. They came out. They were kind of like a Zeppelin type rock band. But other than that, nothing really. I mean, I hear that this guy from Nine Inch Nails. Labs. Trent Reznor, I hear he lives down there. I don't know if he grew up there or not. But.
No, you know what? I think he does live out
there.
He was living there
up until, from what I heard, is that his studio was like damaged during Katrina.
Well, I don't know if he grew up there or not.
No, because he's from Cleveland, I think. No, I'm sorry. He's from Mercer, Pennsylvania. But then, like, when he was starting, the whole music thing, he was out in, I think it was Cleveland. And then he was down here at the Sharon Tate house during the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was living there. That's where they recorded the Downward Spiral. Yeah, and then finally, like, after that, then he went over to New Orleans, and that's where they did, like, the Fragile record.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they did With Teeth. But, yeah, I know like, his studio was completely damaged, so what they... Yeah, so he just, like, went in, got whatever he could out, and then just headed back to L.A. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know, like, if you go on the Nine Inch Nails website, and he was putting up journals during, well, he's always putting up journals, but there were like journal entries during that time when he was heading back in. Yeah, he said like there was like fires everywhere, people shooting, and roadblocks that people were just setting up. It sounded pretty scary.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's why nobody's moving back yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans, almost everybody who made it from New Orleans left it, you know, at least for rock.
Right.
I mean, I know the singer from Pantera was from there. He went to the same high school as my brother, so.
Yeah.
You know, he had to go to Texas to get something going. Right. Pantera, so nobody can really break. There's no music scene for rock.
He should have stayed in New Orleans, because he got shot.
He made it, you know, but yeah. I don't know what he's doing now. I see him in middle school all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he got shot.
Dimebag
got shot.
No. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
In Minnesota, right?
I don't think it happened. I think it happened in Ohio. Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He got his face blown. That's scary shit.
That's insane.
So you guys ever come across like crazy fans?
We've had a lot of hecklers, but like.
What kind of?
Angry, yeah. Mostly drunk guys, you know.
Drunk guys.
And it's kind of funny that they talk so much smack, and then, you know, we try to be a good sport at first, but sometimes, like, we had this one guy down in Downey go on for like 10 minutes about how much he disliked our music, and at first we were like, oh, that's cool. And,
yeah. And he kept going, your money, bitch.
Yeah. And he kept going on, and eventually I was like, you know, I was like, are you in a band?
Or was it because, whatchamacallit, his lady's vag juice ended up on Ramon's shirt?
Yeah. Vag juice ended up on Ramon's shirt.
He probably knew it was coming. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, no, we haven't had any crazy fans, have we? I mean, not yet.
Nothing bad.
I mean, when I was younger in other bands, I'd be playing clubs. And I mean, I've gotten hurt, but total freak accidents and stuff. One time a fight broke out. And it was like a barroom brawl, and I got a beer mug thrown and cracked against my leg and cut me in a million pieces. I had to get stitches and everything. But never any shots fired or stabbing.
That'd be a great time to play like a big metal song for a fucking barroom brawl.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Unfortunately, we're done playing and we're tearing down, so I guess we angered everybody to the point of something. But yeah, I can't recall anything bad happening. I hear a lot of stories of stuff on the road.
Yeah, you always do.
You get into some of these weird cities where they just, you know, want to start problems.
Yeah, sometimes they accuse you of, like, you know, you wrote a song about me and blah, blah, blah.
And a lot of times the police have a chip on their shoulder, too, in some of these small towns.
It's always suburbs, man. It's not even really small towns so much as just suburbs anywhere. Like, even, like, Orange County.
Yeah.
Like, people are angry, man. They don't have anything else to do with their life except just fucking defend their, you know, whatever honor they think they have.
Yeah. Hey, it's tough. It's tough being in the middle class, man. It's tough.
And also, I think if you go to, when you play in other parts of the country, I think a lot of people kind of envious from LA or something. Maybe they just want to start.
I think people in LA just have something to do. You know, everyone comes out here with a clean, like a very clean, like direct goal. But everyone else in the Midwest, they think they're supposed to be the American dream. Get married and have kids by the time they're 22. I mean, I think that's all bullshit. I think for some people that works, but I mean, I really have a hard time believing that every person in the Midwest wants to do that. I mean, I think they just do it because they're supposed to.
They get miserable.
Yeah, that's what divorce anyways. They're hoping for their money. And
yeah.
That's the end of it. I don't blame them for trying to hit me for being jealous or whatever. Because I'm doing what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. Well, and I would think maybe that like the fans that you guys attract are high energy fans, because I've seen, you know, like some clips from your performances. There's stuff on YouTube.com, which people always, you know, I mean, they're talking about it because it's easy to get hooked on that thing. I mean, you know. So you guys took advantage of it and you guys put up some clips.
We have two music video, or we have a music video posted called "Look to Our Song Swallow Your Pride," shot by Slate of Mind Productions in Minnesota. It's a it's a pretty ridiculous music video. It's off stage, of course, but you know, a lot of drug consumption and violence and all sorts of things. It's at myspace.com/10countjunkie. And then, yeah, on YouTube we have some live footage and, yeah, very high energy. We try to
right.
Give a lot of. I mean, we do believe in our music, but I think Eye Candy at a live show, nothing beats a band going nuts on stage, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I noticed.
Headbanging, you know, it's fun to watch. So
yeah, I did see the headbanging. I saw some headbanging on it.
Oh yeah.
But and that's off because I thought it was a Roxy. Is that one of the performances?
No, one of them is from the Whiskey A Go Go in March of this year. We're hoping to get back there soon. We're thinking about doing October. We can't decide yet. But anyways, yeah. So visit our website. Check our videos out. It's good shit. Yeah, new tunes. Oh, and tickets. You can buy tickets online at our website, myspace.com/10countjunkie. We have pre-sales that are cheaper for the Viper Room, $5 cheaper. So
$5
get out there, you know, go to the website, get the tickets.
That's right.
Tickets
the after party applies to
Hollywood Plaza.
Right?
Yeah, it's the after party where the rumor has it's a jacuzzi and a pool, and it's going to be crazy. So everyone's welcome to come, and the only way you'll know where it's at if you go to the show. Or people try to call us, where's the party at? I'm like, well, you didn't come to the show. I don't know.
So at what time is that after party going to kick off?
Tonight or whenever.
You guys
mine, I don't know. I just show up.
Probably after an hour.
Yeah, probably one, two, I don't know. We just show up.
Man. And it's an all-night thing.
Yes. Like most of our parties are. Yeah. All night.
A lot of beer, a lot of drugs, and a lot of nude women.
I didn't say that.
And of course, we could expect to have Ramon's shirt stained again by another.
Well, maybe.
I haven't said anything. I'm just like not saying anything because the less I say, the more people think, and it's better.
Well,
you don't even change
his
shirt.
I'll just keep wearing his shirt because people just keep coming up with stories. I'm like, yeah, just don't say anything. Just nod. I just wipe my nose on my shirt a long time. I didn't realize it. I don't know. My lord told me not to confirm or deny any accusations, and just to nod and smile.
So, well, at least, I hope. Are you gonna jump into the jacuzzi and wash that shirt? Because if you are, I'm not jumping into that jacuzzi.
I didn't even want to see it.
It's
like evidence.
Tide endorsement.
Now speaking about the lord.
Is there a Lord's Jam in there?
No, but there's the Landlord's Daughter.
Whoa.
Oh.
This is a pretty interesting story.
We got stuck on that last time.
Landlord's Daughter.
You want to recap that one?
I still haven't called the Landlord's Daughter, man. I mean, I don't know. She has a kid now, man. I mean, she's still,
hey,
it's like, all right,
dude.
She's damn fine, but she's a kid. She lives in San Bernardino. I don't want to.
Recap
the story really quick.
The Landlord's Daughter is this extremely attractive girl who used to work, and she did she's like the caretaker at our the apartment I used to live at in Quarry City, and she was damn fine.
She was a tease,
and she was breaking up with her boyfriend and all sorts of stuff, and she was very much a tease. So it drove me crazy, and I had to write that song. I acted like such a dick around her, like I couldn't. She was like so hot, I was like, hi, I'm gonna go to work, you know. And I don't know if she had an idea.
And that made her want you more, I think, right?
There's one point in time where she would, like, call me a lot. I was, like, trying really hard to, like, you know, not answer and be like, yeah, you know, I'm cool, I don't care.
No, I got groupies.
When I started giving her attention, you know, when I started calling her back and talking to her, and she stopped talking to me. It's so stupid, these women, man. They don't think they want some. Like,
some women.
Not all women. Yeah, I love women. Love them.
Yeah.
Just don't put up a wall, huh, between you and me, and we're cool, right?
Exactly.
just say yes is the advice to all women, huh?
Yeah, but I haven't talked to the Landlord's Daughter for a while. I gotta call her.
So you wrote the song?
The song about the Landlord's Daughter, and she was a Landlord's Daughter, and I kind of did that. I thought it was kind of a cool pun, but you know the old poem, and so that's. That's it. This goes out to Gabby. She's not listening though.
And yes, si se puede. Si se puede. All right. 10 Count Junkie, Landlord's Daughter, here on Network 23, killradio.org.
Network 23. Is this thing on? Yeah, Network 23. KelRadio.org. That was the farmer's daughter. I mean, the farmer's daughter. The landlord's daughter.
Landlord's
daughter. Whoa!
Farmer's daughter, landlord's daughter, you know. I probably know a farmer's daughter, too. Back in
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Minnesota?
Farmer's daughter. So, yeah, it was a landlord's daughter. Yes. And,
10 count. Junkie, dude. We're playing when?
We're 10 Count Junkie. We're playing on tonight.
Oh, you guys playing Long Beach tonight?
Testing tomorrow.
Yeah, friends testing tomorrow.
And Berserk and Blackline.
Yeah,
and
guys.
It's called Kidnapping the City in Long Beach at the Rhythm Lounge on Pine Street and Broadway. And it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a badass time.
21 and over tip, of course, right?
21 and over. Yeah.
We're playing next week.
And we're playing next week at the Viper Room with Suicide Holidays. It's gonna be a big show. That's our
biggest show
to date.
It was packed last week.
Yeah, yeah. These guys, Suicide Holiday draws a lot of people. We're gonna bring a lot of people. It's gonna be great, man.
That should be off the hook.
So you guys gotta go, man.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Get on out. Definitely.
You'll definitely see us right there. At least you'll try to see my ass fucking crowd surfing, then lead on. They don't get ejected fucking by one of the big ass bouncers and shit, dude.
Yeah, I'll try and make it to the next week's show.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. We'd love to have you.
Just don't forget to bring the heroin, okay, dude?
Yeah, I want to see some OD. I want to see some OD victims.
I got 5 on that, dude.
I know. You know what? You kind of sounded right there like.
I know some guy named Jesus who sells a good fix.
You kind of sounded right there like. Damn, what's the guy from Access Hollywood? No, from Extra? No. Sorry. Not Extra. The guy with the mustache who got.
The Insider.
There you go. What's his name?
Isn't that O'Reilly guy? No.
The guy with the mustache. The guy who got caught. Remember, he got caught for like hookers and cocaine.
Pat O'Brien.
Yeah, this guy sounded like Pat O'Brien for an instant. He's like, "Yeah, burn the heroin and the hookers, and we'll have an orgy." Because I don't know. That was a crazy story. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I vaguely.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard the actual recordings.
Yeah. Yeah. They still do it. Oh, now it's uncensored, yeah, because. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was doing that on like on the voicemail, on the girl's voicemail.
Some girl, yeah.
No, and there was like some crazy stuff like, hey, you can bring your kids and have them watch. It's like really outrageous.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's really outrageous stuff. Yeah. So he went into rehab, and now he's back on that show. Yeah. And I'm like, what? I mean, I can't look at him the same way.
I can. In the first RoboCop as a guy saying, "I'll buy that for a dollar."
It's really strange.
I think he's cooler. I'll watch him now when I wouldn't watch him before.
Well, yeah. And I guess you I don't know, I guess he took it from coast to coast, huh?
Yeah. You don't know what to say, coast to coast.
Now, anything in store for you guys right now? You guys working on album number 2?
Yeah.
Working on new tracks. We got, we're working on currently 7. We tracked drums for 7 new songs.
Right.
We have one of the songs called Ordinary. We had 2 placements. It's been in Ford Racing, a video game by Empire Interactive, and Crazy Taxi 3.
Mm-hmm.
It was the main gameplay song.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that's probably going to be...
That's
our
cool.
Single. So, and that is funny because I wrote that song when I was like 16 years old, and then I thought it was too different than our current style.
Right.
So I stuck it on the back burner. I didn't even really look at it. And then I think I played it for our old bassist and Morley, and Morley was like, "Yeah, man, that song's great." So we pulled it back out, and I got the placement, and we're gonna put on the new record. So 7 songs. I think we're gonna take our time with it though. I wanted to rush it, but I want it to be pristine, you know.
Yeah. Last Christmas we rushed the.
Yeah, we rushed the release party. But I think it was good. I mean,
it was good.
We needed to light a fire beneath our asses to get ourselves rolling, you know? And
right.
So we scheduled the release party before the record was done so we'd get it done, you know? I'm happy with the record.
Yeah,
that's not a good move.
What?
That's not a good
move. Honestly, it's personal procrastination. Like, honestly,
mm-hmm. Right.
That's fucking what it is. I mean, all I have to do is just sit down and do it, but, like, we're promoting, we're fucking, you know? I mean, it just forced me to concentrate and focus and get it done, and you know, it's the war inside my head, I guess.
But it I mean, I guess, what was the pressure good on you guys by doing that?
Yeah, well, that, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I did it. You know, it was taking forever, and I was tired of waiting to start, because that's right after I had spent 2 years looking for band members and shit. And so, you know, we had the material, and I was like, well, let's just do it this week. You know, I had all the songs written, and we just, I flew my buddy Scott out, and we tracked it in a week, mixed it in another week.
Well, when did the last one come out?
That came out in December of this year.
Yeah, I think you guys can take your time.
Yeah.
There's no rush.
I'm totally taking it slow. I think I might release just that single, Ordinary, the single, to get some buzz happening.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the new stuff that you guys worked on recently?
Shows.
Yeah, different
yeah,
shows?
We play Ordinary live for the last few months. And then another song called You Don't Know. It's kind of a classic rock sounding tune. So yeah, we're dabbling in it. And then we're going to play a bunch of covers in Fullerton as
right.
well. It's on Gay Bar by Electric Six, which I sang at karaoke with my buddy Jesse, and it was awesome.
Right on, right on.
You know, that, you know, like,
I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar.
Yeah. So I don't even understand that.
Yeah, with frequent visits by the guy from Judas Priest, right?
Breaking the law.
Yeah, we almost got kicked off the stage though, because Jesse was spinning the microphone around, and the supervisor guy was like, "Spin the mics around."
Yeah, they're too rowdy.
Oh yeah,
we got kicked out a lot of places.
Yeah,
we got kicked out,
but you know they were definitely knocking over. We almost knocked over the monitor and shit.
Damn.
We do it right.
So it seems that you two cats are the guys that cause most of the ruckus and the mayhem in the group. Mike and Aram here seem to be like the very mellow, quiet guys.
Or am I wrong about that one?
Gentlemen, you need to speak for yourselves.
Get a shot of anything in Mike's. Mike is always taking an article of clothing off and running around the building.
Okay.
And Aram's a pimp, man. Aram's a fucking pimp, though. He's always got another girl on the line, man. I seen him. Yeah, he has a hangover.
So you're showing him how it's done in Turkey, huh?
This is how we do. He's the Turkish delight. Aram. Mike's ass.
Me and him. A lot of band members' asses, except mine.
Yeah, the camera phones are no good. Yeah.
Camera phones are dangerous. Kids do not take
camera phones. Yeah. Nowadays, can't you also record like 30-second movies
videos
on camera
yeah,
phone?
Yeah, I see some crazy
that's
videos.
Dangerous.
Yeah,
that's
dangerous.
Yeah.
I have to get myself one.
Yeah,
take a video of our asses.
Then just fast forward them and stuff, dude. It's all good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's do Wanna Be Jesus.
Yeah,
Wanna Be Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
that song's about this lady. She was a mom back when I was growing up. She was actually my old bassist mom. She's kind of a real self-righteous, like people I like to call Bible thumpers. You know, not even like, you know, I have respect for any religion and walk of life, but she was just unreasonably.
Right
she's
wing.
Nuts. She's nuts. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even call her right wing. I think she was just crazy. You know, she's the type of woman that would, you know, tell a 12-year-old boy that he's going to hell because he listens to Metallica or made out with a girl when he was 12. You know, some bullshit like that. So
yeah, so you don't want to offend the right wing. So
I don't even care. Like I'm like the most open-minded piece of shit there is. I don't really give a shit.
You know,
politics.
But this was beyond reason, right?
It was. Yeah. I mean, I was a young boy, you know, and she's kind of pounding these weird messages into my head, and I didn't know whether they were true or not, you know. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to hell, you know.
Kind of reminds me of that old lady in that one movie, Pecker, the one who would always carry what you call the Virgin Mary around.
Mm,
you never seen that, right?
No.
Nah, never mind.
I've seen it in real life.
No, yeah, but this bitch was a source of a lot of youthful angst, and so it's actually. Of course, sarcastically, it says, "Rosie, I'm bringing your noose." It's like, you know, she's fucking. She deserves it. You know, I wish nothing but the worst for her.
And with a smile on your face.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, someday, I don't know. No, it's all right. But you know, her husband doesn't have a job, and they're losers. So
there you go.
Damn. So a lot of hate.
Wow, man.
A lot of hate.
Love,
you know, a lot of people who got love, but not her.
Wow.
And 15 years later, that hate just gets stronger.
Absolutely.
So there we go. I want to be Jesus. Yeah, I want to be Jesus. Network 23, killradio.org. Ten Count Junkie on Network 23, killradio.org. Now, on for the next pressing issues.
Well, first, let's give out the phone number, 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. And what's that issue you were going to talk about?
I don't know. I just felt like talking out of my ass right now.
Serious issues.
Serious issues.
Well, there is a serious kind of issue. You guys said you were doing a benefits show.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I haven't done my homework on that. I mean, I feel
yeah, but right we think it's about children, getting children instruments.
Oh,
and
you
all.
Know what? I actually do feel pretty strongly about the way that some people are brought up, especially, namely, in the Midwest. I mean, some people that I know, you know, like I know some of the most talented fucking musicians in Minnesota, and they're encouraged to pursue the American dream. You know. My friends were getting married when they're 19, 20 years old. And yeah. I think, I mean, that's okay. I'm not casting judgment. But I think that if they want to do music, society and, you know, their parents and their friends should see music as a legitimate goal, you know. And they don't. So
do you, it's good that you just mentioned that, because do you think I'm sure whatchamacallit, the arts program out over there is like overlooked upon or sometimes underlooked, where,
well, the arts program is actually really good,
right?
It's stellar, but I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I mean, people do pursue music out there, but I mean, it's, I think a lot of people don't, when they're afraid to, they don't think they should, they're afraid about the money, and, you know, and, you know, honestly, it comes down to passion. You know, if you really want to do it, you'll do it, but
right,
it would definitely help if society, you know, viewed music as, you know, a legitimate goal, because it is, and it's not a common goal, that's, but, you know.
Yeah, and I think, and bottom line, I think it's stuff that has to be bred, like, at an early age, you know what, yeah, I mean? Because if you don't have the support from family or your community, your school teachers, it's just not going to happen, you know. Yeah. It's going to be really tough for the kid, because if everyone around him is telling him, you know, do this, and they come almost like outline that plan for you of like doctor, lawyer, you know, the typical thing, doctor, lawyer, etc. That's what you're going to, I mean, you know, that's what the kid's going to focus on. And sometimes I think the kid's just going to become frustrated, you know. So they're not going to follow that path. Instead, they're going to follow, well, they'll try and follow what everyone else has set up for them. And in the end, it's like they live a miserable life. They won't go to college, you know, because they're like, why, you know. They're almost questioning, like, what, you know, everyone else has set up for them. You guys kind of had that advantage because, like you said, you had parents who already played that, you know, the instruments. Maybe had a little bit of that background. So for you guys, it was like,
yeah,
natural.
I'm really glad that,
yeah,
about, you know, the way that I was brought up. And I was homeschooled, actually. It's probably half the reason that I was homeschooled, man. And that's half the reason that, you know, I had the time and the freedom and the encouragement to do what I wanted to do. So, you know, if I was in a public school, they had the grit, you know. Probably be in business school right now, which is okay, but not for me, man.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
I'm wearing a tie right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking wearing a tie, sitting behind a cutting a rip, cutting my wrists and drinking myself to death.
Yeah, doing shitloads of coke.
Well, I'd have the money for it if I was doing a lawyer.
Yeah. But see, right now all you can afford is one line, whereas right now you have to resort to crack.
I was actually snorting like dishwashing detergent and
salt,
Ajax,
powdered sugar, parsley,
banana leaves,
actual grass.
Actual grass. That explains like that brown spot at the park, at the local park, because the grass is now gone.
Pulling it out. All night.
Wow.
So 10 count.
MySpace.com.
I was going to say, yeah.
Check us out. Say hi to us. We're actually quite decent. We're a group of people.
We got the new 10 count.
Yeah, the new Tank on Junkie Casket. You know, Kiss stole that idea from us. Stole a bunch of box ideas from us, too. That before we were inborn.
Tank on Junkie tampons, we can be inside at all times.
And a lot of these items are limited edition, right?
What?
A lot of these items are limited edition, right?
Limited edition. You can have us with you inside. Like, talk about the tampons, dude. Never mind, you guys are disgusting. Yeah, we're thinking of new marketing ideas, so that's one thing we have on our list.
Yeah, another,
you know,
thing is the 10 count junkie penises, which is
what?
Sorry.
Molds and stuff. Have your
20 different colors.
Okay.
Yeah, different flavors.
So have your favorite 10 count in you, huh?
Different flavor.
Exactly. That was junkie. If you can't get backstage, you can still take one of the guys home with you.
See.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's separate. You sell that separately. Like, you know,
see how many.
Sold separately, so you can attach. You know, and you can interchange. So to get rid of these guys, you know, small weedies, they can put mine on their bodies, and they can feel really big.
You're gonna have a Rockin' Ramon doll. You're gonna have a Naughty Nathaniel.
In other words, have a, you know, how many counts would it take the till the person gets locked up.
Wow. It's so
good idea, man. That takes it.
Yeah, I guess we could play shows too. I don't know.
There you go.
So I'm in a merch table. So Tech Hunter getting penises at the merch table at the show. Like, we have shirts, hats, and penises.
We'll make a deal with Doc Johnson or one of those companies that make all the porno stuff.
Yeah.
Get a mole taken.
And we'll see you at the next AVN convention.
There you go. There you go.
Is he doing that?
Shut up, you serious?
I had no idea, yeah.
Yeah, he was on Stern the other day talking about it.
Damn. Well, I don't know. I mean, that whole industry has changed, man. It's almost mainstream. I mean, it basically is because everyone has, you know, something in their collection.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised one day it enters an Academy Award category for porno music.
Man, that'd be crazy.
Or best photography or cinematography.
I mean, when you see like guys like Snoop doing it, yeah. And then now Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. I'm shocked, man.
All right, so when are you guys gonna get on the ball now? Exactly, especially.
He's coming with
Dwarfs. Oh.
And he's making the music for that one right now.
And oh man! And of course, the infamous Vag Juice stain shirt too.
10-count junkie shirts made with that stain on. Yeah. So that way everybody could, you know, constantly relive that moment.
With actual DNA.
So Ramon's gonna be busy.
Nice, nice.
We'll all be personally messed up by Ramon.
Just make sure. There's no child support issues on that one.
Yeah. I don't think you have to worry about that. They know you're broke.
Once again, what my lawyer told me to say, I need to confirm no denying accusations that are coming up against me. You know, if anything, like, we get a bunch of rumors started about us all the time. We go to places and like, is that true? I heard about what you did. I'm like, everything you heard is true. All the rumors, 100% true. Yep. I didn't know what it is. I say it's 100% true.
Someone saying you're gay and then say yes, it's true. I mean,
well, I really don't care what they
think.
I'm like, you know, I just don't say anything. You're like, what? I just don't say, like, yeah, whatever. It's all good.
Insane.
You hear from some pretty weird stories. Some of them are true, some aren't. I'm not going to say which one are true, which one aren't.
All right.
It's all good. People's imaginations are crazier than the real story anyways. So the real story is always boring.
Uh-oh. Whoa, come on.
Back to the merchandise.
Back to the merchandise.
Yes.
Mike will be in charge of...
I'll be selling it from behind my drum set.
And of course, Nathaniel here and Ramon are going to be signing it. And Aaron? You've been quiet this whole time, man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What will you be doing to contribute to the cause?
I can act.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a commercial. Yeah, I can act.
Okay,
you can act.
Do it.
No, I think he's talking about the porn stuff.
Oh,
all right.
He can act in porn. You guys can do the music. That's cool. Aaron wants to act.
Turkish delight, man. Turkish
delight,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
Miramax Pictures presents In a World starring Aram aka Turkish Delight.
We should actually warn our listeners about Chicken Joy.
Chicken Joy.
Oh god.
Which one?
Don't eat a chicken joy.
It's fast food joint.
Jolly Bee. Oh my god!
It was cat meat. It was cat or rat and or rat meat. Maybe some squirrels in there. You know.
Was it that bad?
It didn't look very.
Because you know when they first opened that joint, which was on a weekend and stuff, it was completely empty. You know, you could even hear the crickets and the tumbleweed just.
Jolly Bee. Their chicken is called Chicken Joy.
Yeah, it's. I think it's really cheap. It's probably.
It.
We were just talking about that. Yeah.
They're both like not looking at each other like, what the hell is this that we're eating?
Yeah, the sauce was like yellow.
Uh-oh. Hey, dudes, wiper room next Sunday, 10 p.m. right?
10 p.m.
10 p.m. It's Suicide Holiday. It's gonna be a great show. So come check it out.
21 and over tip, of course. $10 recovery to get in.
Yes.
Free parking.
Okay.
No cover real quick. If you go to our MySpace page, it's only $10. You buy a ticket from us online, but if you get there at the door, it's $15.
So oh, it's 15.
Wow. People to buy them from us first.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
No service charge either, right?
No.
No
ticket master,
asshole.
And there's no. We don't have to. I mean, we'll ship. We'll mail it. It's like
right.
30 cents. But like, if you order the tickets after.
8 p.m.
or Tuesday. No, we're going to put you on a will call list. So you'll buy the ticket, and then we'll get your name, and we'll put you on the will call list. You'll pick them up at the door. So
all right.
It's super easy, so everyone has to take advantage of it. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, so myspace.com/10countjunkie, and just click on the banner. You can get tickets there. Yeah, junkie with a Y, J-U-N-K-Y.
Okay, and
yeah, and then there's going to be a badass after party. No, it's I don't know where it is actually.
Secret location.
Yeah, well,
secret
we can't. Yeah, we can't disclose.
Batch juice not included.
Yeah, batch.
All right, so you guys are gonna be performing next week, and then you guys got any other shows
tonight,
going on tonight?
In Long Beach. If you're from Long Beach, we got to see you tonight at the Rhythm Lounge. We're testing tomorrow, Blackline and Berserk.
And what time are you guys taking stage?
We take the stage at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it'll be going all night. Yeah, so.
Hope to see you guys there.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll see y'all there.
We'll be playing high energy shows. Like
yeah. Headbang away, man.
We have a good time. We don't break guitars.
Yeah, we can't afford to break guitars.
We can afford.
Like Suicide Holiday, because they have a corporate endorsement.
Yeah, they're homeless, but they can break guitars.
Yeah.
All right, then. You guys want to leave us out with the last track?
Let's take it out with you guys.
Let's
take it out with. We'll take it out with Swallow Your Pride. That's number one.
What's that song about anyhow?
Track 5. Swallow Your Pride. It's I don't know. I mean it's just a really quirky song. I mean it's kind of about crazy drug addicts, man, who are
crazy,
killing themselves and, you know, killing other people and I don't know. I use the name Jason in the song, but it's more of he's just the John Doe, you know. It's not really anything specific, but, you know.
But definitely they're in for the 10 count, right?
Absolutely.
It's about drugs and prostitutes.
Okay. If you want to have drugs and prostitutes.
All right. I guess we're back with a Pat O'Brien thing.
Yeah. So, Swallow Your Pride. This is the one. We have the music video to this also on our MySpace.
Which is on your MySpace or YouTube.
MySpace.com/TENCOUNTJUNKY. And YouTube, if you like. Just search us on YouTube.
All right. Well, once again, gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Much love.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you guys.
Definitely. And they'll be performing tonight, Long Beach, and then next week at
Sunday the 17th.
Viper Room.
There you go. So thank you for listening to Network 23, KillRio.org. We're signing off. And 10 Count Junkie, Swallow Your Pride. Network 23.